Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And welcome on board WKOK Sunrise, the fabulous producer of Sunrise Ever, Mr. Rob Center on the other side of the glass. We thank him for another fabulous week of good hard work and making our archives happen and making our guests appear and everything. So we very much appreciate that. Movie Mike McGranahan is here, professional movie critic. His website, aisleseat.com. He's a staff writer for Screen Rant and a member of the Broadcast Film Critics Association and the Online Film Critics Society. He's a staff writer for Ranker. And so on and so on and so on. So eminently qualified, it's unbelievable. Welcome aboard, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in. All right, we always start out with your movie review, A Madea Family Funeral.
Tyler Perry says A Madea Family Funeral will be the final Madea movie, but the funeral of the title is not hers, and she's still alive at the end, so take that claim with a grain of salt. Perry once again portrays the beloved character. This time, she's asked to plan the funeral for a family member. The task comes with some hazards because she knows the deceased man was cheating on his wife at the time he kicked the proverbial bucket. She also knows that one of the man's sons is cheating with his brother's fiance. By this point, you know exactly what you're going to get with the Madea movie. There are sequences of broad humor bumping up against scenes of heavy-handed melodrama. A Madea Family Funeral keeps the formula intact. It has a few laughs scattered along the way, and when all the secrets finally come out, it's admittedly pretty fun to watch the fireworks. That said, the whole film feels a little off. Too many scenes of Madea and her cohorts endlessly bickering at each other drag the story down. Also, since Perry plays three other characters in addition to Madea, he's often acting against himself. That creates a hollow feeling in spots as the interactions are artificial. You just don't get the same spark as when multiple actors perform together. A Madea Family Funeral isn't the worst Madea picture, but it's definitely not the best either. Maybe retiring her for a while is a good idea. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 2 pallbearers.
All right. Is this a Madea phenomenon? I mean, I would never look at a lineup in my movie and say, okay, I'm going to watch this film. But if you come across them or you surf past them, they're hard to turn down.
Yeah, and there have been 10 of them. This is the 10th film that Madea has appeared in.
Gosh.
In some, she's a supporting character, and in some, she's the lead. But Tyler Perry certainly has created a character here that millions and millions of people have responded very strongly to. And the success of the character continues. This movie had a very strong opening weekend at the box office.
All right. So, you don't actually think this will be the finale?
I doubt it. Like I said, this one made money, and Madea's still alive at the end, so there's always that possibility. Tyler Perry was quoted as saying, I don't want to be Madea's age and still playing Madea, but, you know, when people still want it, how can you not give them more?
Okay, and what's the worst Madea movie? You said that.
You know, the one I like the least is the one I thought I was going to like the most, which was Boo, A Madea Halloween, which came out 2 or 3 years ago. I thought that'll be really fun, put Madea in a Halloween movie and, you know, kind of make fun of scary films and stuff like that. And that one was just terrible. This one's better than that. This one's okay.
What was the best Madea movie? I'm dying to know. See, this is the beauty of bringing in somebody with broad knowledge who's never forgotten anything.
Yeah.
The best Madea?
The one I probably liked the most was Madea's family reunion, because that really was about family dynamics and focused on all that.
Yeah, I have seen that one. I never did see the Halloween one, but maybe someday. Or maybe not, since it doesn't come with the movie.
Yeah,
Mike,
stick with the better Madea movies. And I do generally like this character. I mean, I know some people kind of look down on Madea because there have been so many movies. I know some people are kind of tired of her. I do like the character, and I have a lot of respect for what Tyler Perry has done. But he never changes the formula. The formula is always the same. And on one hand, why do a new Coke situation where you mess with something that's working quite well? But I do wish that he would maybe find a different angle if he does do another Madea movie. Find a way to freshen it up a little bit.
A Madea Family Funeral, 2
pallbearers.
Pallbearers, okay, because it's a family funeral. All right, we got that. Thank you. New movies, what is in the theaters these days?
More like new movie this weekend, because nobody else wanted to open against the behemoth that will be Captain Marvel. So this is the latest Marvel movie. Of course, if you saw Avengers Endgame, you know that movie had kind of a shocking ending. Everybody's expecting that Captain Marvel will give maybe the first clues of what's going to happen in the Marvel Cinematic Universe going forward. We do know that Captain Marvel, played by Oscar winner Brie Larson, is going to become very central in the Marvel Cinematic Universe going forward. So a lot of anticipation for this movie. Opening weekend, absolutely well over $100 million, I guarantee it.
That's this weekend.
That's this weekend.
Oh, this is
yep.
it. Okay, so nobody else is going up against that.
Right,
so you're
the only movie that opens today.
And you're going to see that today?
Yeah, I've already got my schedule ready to go.
Oh, okay.
I'm off shortly after I get off the air here.
Well, that's right, and you'll see that during the day or in the morning, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, and the theater will have a lot of people in it?
Probably not too early in the morning, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they get busier later in the day. I like to go early so I can get my review written and because I can just concentrate on the movie. And
you don't have one of those illuminated clipboards so you don't take notes during the movies?
No. I just watch the film and do my writing later.
All right. See, that's the beauty of having a great memory. All right. So we'll look for that online at aisleseat.com later today or tomorrow.
Later today, yep.
And then we'll go from there and then we'll see you next week. And that's probably what we'll hear about next
week. Yes, absolutely.
So we'll find out about that. Okay. So in the news, entertainment news, relatively quiet week. Luke Perry died, though. I was a little bit surprised. I sort of thought of him as kind of a peripheral TV star, but then we saw some of the full resume, and he's got a lot of accolades.
He did. Luke Perry, of course, played Dylan on Beverly Hills 90210, died of a stroke at the age of 52. Actually, he had the stroke like a week and a half ago, but he died from complications of it at the age of 52. And, you know, for those of us who remember the 90s, 90210 was the big deal. And Luke Perry became a household name almost overnight thanks to that show, became a teen heartthrob. But he continued to act long after the show went off the air. He did do, admittedly, a lot of B-movies. He wasn't in too many A-list projects. Every once in a while, he would get something. He's going to be in Quentin Tarantino's upcoming film, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. He has a supporting role in that. But a lot of TV, a lot of B-movies and stuff. But he worked continuously, and by all accounts, he was a really nice guy. He was always up for making fun of his heartthrob image from 90210, so he didn't take himself too seriously in that regard. And it's just a shame. 52 is such a young age, and he was somebody that all of us really remember as an iconic part of the 1990s.
Well, and you sometimes tell us about people who've passed that that they never really hit their stride in terms of maybe what their true abilities were in acting. That, you know, maybe they got typecast as something early on and never broke free of that. Is that possible in his case?
I think so. He was kind of stuck as the heartthrob in a lot of ways. But there was a really good indie movie he made in the late 90s called Normal Life, where he co-starred with Ashley Judd. It was kind of a dark drama. And if you ever want to see what Luke Perry was really capable of, that's the movie to go and see. It's really good. He gives an excellent performance in it. And it was miles away from what he did on 90210.
Oh, okay.
So it's called Normal Life.
Normal Life. Okay, mm-hmm. So we'll look that up. All right, and nowadays with online movie services, it's probably there. Somebody's got it for you to see. And you had a chance to see Kathleen Turner. You went, the actress and opera singer and author. She's done a lot of things now. Some reflections on that.
Yeah, Kathleen Turner. The snowy weather didn't stop her from showing up on Sunday night at the Dagenstein Center at Susquehanna University. She came to talk for about an hour and talked about her work on stage and in film. And she was taking questions from the school's theater students, and she gave them a really interesting piece of advice. She told them that they, in addition to acting, that they should also become involved in charitable work or social causes, because aside from making the world a better place, it also will give them a perspective on life and on other people that will help inform their performances. So I thought that was really nice. But she talked about just a little bit of gossip in there about not necessarily being a fan of her former co-star Nicolas Cage. They worked together in a movie called Peggy Sue Got Married, and she told a hilarious story about some of his misbehavior on the set of that film and why she's not really a fan. She praised Jack Nicholson, who she worked with in Pritzi's Honor, and she told a very funny story about auditioning for the movie The Man with Two Brains with Steve Martin. She climbed the comedian's leg during her audition to prove that she could be funny.
Okay.
So she kind of went through a whole range of topics there.
Oh, good. And worth it and enlightening and interesting?
Absolutely. She's one of those people that you just hang on every word. She's just very informative and very interesting, and she knows how to tell a story and draw you in. Her advice was very good. So it was a really, really special night. And Kathleen Turner, one of my favorite actresses ever. So to get to see her there and to be sitting about 25 feet away from her was pretty cool.
Wow, super and super talented. All right,
yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank
movie
you.
Movie Mike. Movie Mike McGranahan, professional movie critic. Aisleseat.com. In case you forget how to spell aisle, which I do all the time, AISLESEAT.com. At Aisleseat's his Twitter handle and his appearances on WKOK, always sponsored by the Campus Theater, Lewisburg. Next up, Dr. Sanjay Gupta. We'll see you now.